Some people look just like their father. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Tuesday. Cast your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you. And that's straight from the first letter of St. Peter. It's in the scripture. It's inspired, we believe. Cast your care upon the Lord because He cares for you. Let me ask you something. What is the number one worry that you have right now in your life that you should hand over to God? You might be resisting handing it over to God. Your faith may not support you enough to believe that if you hand over God, God will help you. What is that worry? Surface that worry. Because if you can surface that worry and hand it over to the Lord right now, you know, I'm not saying your life is going to be tremendously easier. I'm not saying God's going to wave a magic wand overhead. But I am saying to you right now, if you can cast that care, that worry upon the Lord, then you will get the power, the grace to deal with it. You'll be in tune with God as He gives you advice, as He gives you grace, amazing grace. And perhaps the solution will come, perhaps you will find yourself thinking in new ways, or new people will come into your life, little angels as I like to call them, will help you in dealing with that. You don't want to deal with it alone. Cast it upon the Lord, cast it upon the Lord right now. Today's scripture passage comes from John's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 8 through 11. Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing His work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves." End of the scripture passage. Now, let me connect it with the opening question or the opening statement I had in today's program. I said, some people look just like their father. How do we say that in everyday human English language? We say, he's a spitting image of his father. Or we will say something like, he is his father's son. Or, he's a chip off the old block. Now, primarily, we can say that's true of Jesus. That's why Jesus responded somewhat, maybe a little irritation in his voice or a little disappointment in his voice when he says to Philip, "How can you say to me, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? Don't you know that anyone who has seen me has seen the Father?" Yesterday in my program, I talked about the fact that Jesus probably, using the thoughts of a Franciscan theologian named Duns Scotus who lived in the Middle Ages. Scotus says that Jesus probably would have come into the world, even if man had not sinned, to show us the pattern of living and to show us the Father. And today's passage really kind of underscores that. That if we see Jesus, we see the Father. Because the Father and the Son and the Spirit are one and the same. One God, three persons, manifesting the attributes of God in a unique way. Creator, Redeemer, and the Spirit enlivens us. Witnesses to us. Defends us. All the titles that we give to the Holy Spirit. Advocate. Paraclete. So, If we can say that Jesus mirrors the Father to us, and that at baptism the life of Jesus is given to us, then we can also say that the more and more we courageously, consistently live our Christian life, we will mirror who the Father is also. Just as Jesus mirrored who the Father was, or the Father is, for his disciples, so we can do that. We can mirror this loving, compassionate, the Father of the prodigal son, the Father who created us, the Father who loved us so much he sent his son into the world, the Father who, as Jesus says in his own words, the Father and I will come and make our home in you, the Father who really, really constantly hovers over us in a way that a father would to protect his children. Well, the more we have that life, the life of God in us, the more that we make that love of Father, the attributes that we most associate with a loving Father, we make that real for spouses, we make it real for our children, our parents, our co-workers, the people who go to church with us, the people we might minister to. Certainly, for example, in my life, people call me Father Scott. You know, and why do they call me Father Scott? Well, they would hope that as a priest, I would mirror to them the life-giving force that the Father has given me through my ordination, so that I can offer them new life in Christ, reconciliation in Christ, the forgiveness of God, you know, the mercy of God, the blessing of God, the grace that flows through the sacraments. So it's an important question for us every once in a while to ask ourselves, what kind of God do we have? In 1989, there was an earthquake in Armenia. It scored 8.2, I think, on the Richter scale. So it was a horrible earthquake. In 4 minutes, 30,000 people died. And this one man, when he made sure that his wife was safe, he left the house and went to the school that he took his little boy every day to school. He always promised his son he'd be there for them, for him. So when he gets to the school was completely flattened. And he goes to the part of the school where he knows his son's classroom is, and he starts picking up the rubble, looking for his son. Well, in a short period of time, other parents arrive, and they see how the school was devastated, and they're crushed, and they're grieving, and they say to the father, you know what, you got to face it, they're all dead. All the children are dead. And the father said, are you going to help me or what? And all by himself, he keeps on picking up these stones, looking for his son. Now soon the fire department arrives and they say to him, sir, listen, the gas lines are broken, the electrical wires are down. It's very dangerous right now, sir. You need to go home. Your son is dead. We'll take care of this. And the father said to the fireman, are you going to help me or what? All by himself, lifting up the rocks. Now the police come, sir, there's rioting in the street, there's pandemonium. You got to go home. This is not safe. Father says to the policeman, are you going to help me or what? All by himself, 8 hours, 16 hours, 24 hours, 32 hours. And around the 36th hour, he picks up this stone and all of a sudden he hears his son's voice. And he yells, Armin, Armin, is that you? And his son says, yes, Dad. He said, Armin, come out. He said, no, Dad, there was 40 of us, but the way it collapsed, there's still 14 of us left. We're hungry, we're thirsty, but let them go out first. Because I told him, if my dad's alive, my dad will come for me. Because my dad always promised he'd be there for me. Now that's a true story of an earthly father who would not give up looking for his son. Not give up trying to rescue his son. Now if that's true of an earthly father, what kind of father do we have? We have a father who won't give up on us. We might give up on ourselves. We might wander away from the Father. We might become a prodigal son, a prodigal daughter for a while in our life. But if we come to our senses, our Father will take us back. And while we're away, He will send His saints and angels to watch over us. He will try everything except taking away our free will, which he will not do, because love has to be free. But short of taking away our free will, we will have a Father. We will continue to have a Father who will try to rescue us. And we need to know that, so that we can, when we come to our senses, start mirroring that kind of love, mirror that kind of love to the people we come into contact with. Our prayer partners today are nurses. They are on the front line of so much of our health care that we receive. Please ask God to bless the nurses with all the energy they need to be present to the people they have to serve. Today's food for thought comes from a woman named Ann Tyler. She writes, "People always call it luck when you've acted more sensibly than they have." Isn't that true? You know, you work hard, you do the sensible thing, good things happen to you, and they say, "Boy, aren't you lucky." Today's small attempt to make you laugh. It's a true story written by a woman named Lynn Patton. She writes, "One day my 14-year-old son came home and happily told me about a dance coming up at school. He was very excited about going, and I asked him if he was going to invite a girl to go with him." Now listen to his response. This is a hoot. He replied, "Nah, my friend Robert and I are going to go stagnant." He didn't mean stagnant. You got to laugh, folks. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me know that you listen to the program. It's a shot in the arm for me to hear from my listeners. Send me your prayer intentions. I promise you I'll be your prayer partner. I'll storm heaven with you and for you. You let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. It comes out 6 times a year. It tells you where I'm preaching. It's filled with inspiration, humor, about the resources, my books and tapes. No charge for it. If you can send me some financial help to keep my hospital for the very, very poor open in Oaxaca, Mexico, I can't describe to you the amount of poverty that exists down there. But we're doing wonderful things at the hospital, but since it's for the poor, I just need some financial help to keep it open. You can write a check, make it out to TASH, it stands for the Anacetar Hospital, Tash Inc., and send it to me at 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And God will bless you for your generosity, because God can never be outdone in generosity. Now, if you're comfortable using the Internet, why not visit my website? My website is fatherscott.com, spell out Father. You can listen to the radio programs, these programs, at your convenience. Again, there's a lot of wonderful things. There's information about my hospital. Why don't you visit my website, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful Lord, we adore thee.